But it says the Stam Mishnah Masechet Bei holds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Negeta Yomtif we paskin Yesh Muksa. We'll soon see why we do that. But our core point is the Stam Mishnah Negeta Hilchos Yomtif like Rabbi Yehuda. This name we learned like this: a Nevakin Eitzim in Akiris. You're not allowed to chop wood on Yomtif, even though you're allowed to burn wood on Yomtif for the fire. You're allowed to make a fire on Yomtif. If you have the fire going, you're allowed to burn wood now, but you can't break wood min Akiris. Those are choshuva beams that were set aside for building. It's like muksa machlas chsaron kis. They're very expensive beams to use for building. So those beams you're not allowed to use to break, to burn on yomtif. V'loy min akeirish and ishbura b'yomtif. And not even a beam that broke on yomtif. So in other words, now that the beam broke on yomtif, right now the beam really shouldn't be muksa. It's not called muksa machlas chsaron kis. It's not set aside now to use for anything special. Now that it broke, it's firewood. So really, according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, if you have this very expensive piece of wood, if it breaks on Yom Tov, you should be allowed to use it right now. Because right now, it's not only to be used for binyan, it's only to be used for burning. So it should be able to be used. Still, the Mishnah says no. Mashma, the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Since at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was muksa, it was a chosh of a wood that's set aside to use for binyan. So you can't use it on Yom Tov, even though it breaks later on Yom Tov, the lach means you can't use it. So you see, on Hilchos Yom Tov, we all like Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Therefore, Mukum lo lebeis hilo kreb Yehuda. Therefore, Rav Nachman says, Pshah now Mishnah here in Beyah, that that's what Beis Hillel says, loy toichol, you're not allowed to eat this egg that was born on Yom Tov. You know why? Because it's an Issa Muksa. We're talking about the mother was oimed to raise it to give eggs. So you didn't have das to eat the mother. The mother was Muksa. Therefore, the egg is also Muksa. And we that's fine, Beis Hillel holds like that. Because the halacha by Yom Tov is like the Yehuda Shita. So we hold Yesh Muksa by Yom Tov. Therefore, Rav Nachman says our Mishnah is also very good. So the Tzil is the one that says Yesh Muksa. See Rashi? The Tanan ain't Mavakim Eitzim. By Yom Tov, you can't chop the wood. Loi min akuris asnure zu agavzu bekarka v'yom din labinyin. Not the fancy piece of the wood that you have set aside that are piled up one on top of another is set aside to build with. So building wood is Muksa Machas Sarn Kis. You're not allowed to use it on Yom Tov.
All right, turn over.
Perish and Ishbro be Yom Tov. Not even a beam that broke now on Yom Tov, after it broke. V'yaf al pishay medis miyachshav. Lehesik, what are you going to do with this piece of wood now? Now that you have this big fancy wood, but it broke. Now that it's broken, what do you do with it? It's time with use of firewood. So really, you should be allowed to use it now on Yom Tov. You're allowed to burn wood on Yom Tov. So why does the Mishnah say you can't use it? Since at the beginning of Yom Tov, at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was a complete board, beam. That's oimet to binyan, to build with, not to burn. So the klal is, kivun es katzor lebein hashmoshes. Since at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was set aside not to be used, the klal is katzor lekula yomim. It's set aside for the whole day of Yom Tov, you're not allowed to use it. Alma, what do we see? Isla looks of Yom Tov. Nageyat Hilchas Yom Tov, a Stam Mishnah holds like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, we hold from the Issa Muksa. Hilchach, therefore, when Rav Nachman learned our first Mishnah in Beyer, Muki Rav Nachman Amasnissin, the Arab Yom Tov, who based Hilch Rabbi Yehuda. He said, fine, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is according to Rabbi Shita is according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's Al Muksa. Over your Medes Lagadal Beitzim. We're talking about the mother now is a hen that you're using to raise, to give off eggs. So you don't want to eat it. You don't have das to make a shkita on it. Therefore, it's muksa. Or mishum muksa. The reason why you can't use the egg then, because since this egg comes out of such a mother, that's muksa, that's why you can't eat the egg. So now there's no theory in Rav Nachman. Even though in Hilchah Shabbos, Rav Nachman says that Beis Hillel holds ain't muksa, that's only the Geirat Hilchah Shabbos. For the Geirat Hilchah Yom Tov, our mission here, there's another Stam Mishnah that says ain't mavak and etzim and akaris. Our filo shenishbu be Yom Tov, that we see on Yom Tov, we hold yesh muksa. So Mari is good, you have a terrace, but a modern halacha. What should be the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? For the Gemara Michti, let's take a look, what's going on here? Man Stamel Masnitzin, who put all the Mishnahs of Stam Mishnah? I mean, they didn't put the name, who said the Mishnah? Who made up the Stam Mishnah? Rebbe, it goes according to Rebbe Shita. So for the Gemara, if it's Rebbe, my Shinah b'Shabbos, this Stam Lon Keb Shimon, how can Rebbe himself, Negeit Hilch Shabbos, he's that Stam like Keb Shimon? We hold you are a lot of cut the gives the nevela to the klavim. If an animal dies now on Shabbos, even though at the beginning of Shabbos it was muksa, But now when it dies on Shabbos, it's not usable only to give to your club and to your dogs. Gesundheit, give it to your dog on Shabbos now. Because we all like them Shimon, the gate to Hilchah Shabbos, we all day in Muksa. Oh, Maishna, be Yomtiv, how come here when Rebbe learned this Tam Mishnah Yomtiv of Ein Mavakin Eitzim and Afilush Nishpra be Yomtiv, this Tam Lot Kab Yehuda? Hey, how come Rebbe did such a thing like that? How come Rebbe, the gate to Hilchah Yomtiv, his Kaim Lot Kab Yehuda? We hold Yesh Muksa. Therefore, since this beam at the beginning of Yomtiv was a chosh of a beam, you didn't have that to use it. It's like to build with, you can't use it now the whole Yomtiv. Even when it breaks in the middle of Yomtiv, and now it's usable to be burnt with, still you can't do it. How come he holds like they've used the gear on Hilkashat Yomtiv? So Gemara says, Amri, I'll tell you like this. Shabbos the Chamira, Shabbos, that's a very Chometika Halacha. Like everybody knows, if you do a Malacha on Shabbos, you chayiv Misa, you chayiv Skila. So people know Shabbos is very Chomer, people by themselves stay away and don't do Isurim on Shabbos. Therefore, V'loyosu l'zazulebor, the Rabbanim were not afraid that people will be mezalzul, will take it easy on the halachas of Shabbos. Therefore, the Rabbanim didn't have to put an extra strict halacha of muksa negei tilcha Shabbos. Like the Rabbanim thought that the Klal Yisrael knows there's an issur Shabbos, so they didn't have to put the issur muksa on Shabbos. We'll let you be lenient negei tilcha muksa on Shabbos. Now, when the animal dies on Shabbos, we say now you're allowed to give it to your kelev. We're not going to be afraid if you give it to Kelev now, maybe you give it to Kelev even when it's really Muksa before it died. Because people know Hilchah Shabbos is very Chomer, they stay away, they don't do Isurim on Shabbos. Mashenkein, Yomtev to kill. The Issa Yomtev doesn't have a Chiyav Misa. If you do a Malachar on Yomtev, there's no Chiyav Skila. It's only a lot, you get Malchus at most. The Yosa Zazulebei. Therefore, the Rabbanim were afraid that the people will come to be over the Isurim of Yomtev. Because it's not so chomer, it's not so strict. Therefore, Stam Lot Rebbe Yehuda, the Machmir. Therefore, Rebbe wanted to be Machmir again to Hilchos Yom to tell everybody there's an Issa Muksa. Be very careful. When something was Muksa at the beginning of Yom Tif, it remains Muksa the whole Yom Tif. Even later, after the bean breaks. Here, even after the hen has an egg. And now the egg is edible. But since at the beginning of Yom Tif, this hen was not aimed to be eaten, it was aimed to raise, to have eggs from it. It remains muksa the whole yomtiv. You're not allowed to use it. So Rabbanan wanted to be machmir in Hilchos Yomtiv. Today you shouldn't become to do other isurim. Rashi says, "Lo yosla zazule bei imakilam bochad kula lo yosla kule botfei." If it'll come to be make a little bit for you on Shabbos, the Rabbanan weren't afraid you'll take advantage and do other kulas also. Mashenkein by yomtiv that's kill. Then the Rabbanan were afraid. Therefore, they're more machmir in Hilchos muksa on yomtiv. They're more machmir. Tomorrow says good. Of the Bamaya Kimta, what are you zetting on? What is our Mishnah talking about? That they still says Loi Toichal. Why can't you eat this egg that was born on Yom Tov? We're talking about the mother was set aside to raise, to give off eggs, and therefore you don't have it in mind to eat it. Therefore, the mother really is also Muksa. Or Mishum Muksa. The Machlokes is if you hold Yesh Muksa or Ein Muksa. They Shammai holds Ein Muksa on the mother, and what even the egg now, even though it's Noled, he holds Ein Muksa, and Beisil holds Yesh Muksa. So that's the Machlokes Beisil and Beishamai. So Gemara asks, Ihochi, if that's true, the way Rav Nachman learns the Machlokes now Mishnah, Ademif Legei Bebeitza, why does the Mishnah only say a Machlokes when the egg is born on Yom Tov? Lif Leg Batana Gerlis, why do we have a Machlokes upon the hand, the mother itself? Let's say now you change your mind and you want to shech this hen now. You want to shech the mother to eat it. So it should be the same machlokes. According to Beis Shammai, it should be mutter. Even though at the beginning of Yom Tov, you had in mind not to shech the hen. You wanted to use it to let it, to raise it, to have a lot of eggs. So at the beginning it was muksum. The Beis Shammai shita is that as soon as you change your mind and you want to use it right now, it becomes usable. So why doesn't the Mishnah say a bigger chiddush? That even the mother you're allowed to use. Should it say like that? The Beis Shammai says the mother you're allowed to use. So why does the Mishnah say like that? If it's a machlokes a muksa, so it's negated to the mother also. So Gemara answers, le'adich ha'kecha de Beis Shammai. The Mishnah wants to say a big chiddush according to Beis Shammai, the b'nei l'chari. It wants to tell you, not only is the mother mut if you want to shecht it, but even the egg that was noilet, like we said a svar before, this egg was not around on the world, Erev Yom Tov. So you didn't have a mind at all to use it. So maybe I would think Beis Shammai is murder that's muksa. Kamashma on the Mishnah know that even the egg is mutatit. So that's why the Mishnah only puts the machlekes by the egg. Samar says, For listlik batanagirlis ladich kerchin the beitilum. But true, but let's still the machlokes should still be upon the mother and to tell us the chiddush in beitilum that beitilum says the muksa siri that not only is the egg osir because the egg I can tell you maybe because it's noilad the egg was first born today maybe that's why beitilum says loy toichal don't eat the egg because the egg was not around at all yesterday. But maybe the mother that was around yesterday, maybe the tiller would say the mother you are allowed to eat. So therefore the mishnah to say a machlokes by the mother. To tell us the chiddushin by tiller, that not only the egg you can eat, but even the mother you can eat. Since at the beginning of Yom Tov, the mother was set aside not to be used to eat. The mother was set aside to raise eggs, it's muksam. So even later in the middle of Yom Tov, you change your mind and now you won't eat it, the mishnah should say still it's asur. So again, there's a kasha. Like, why doesn't the Mishnah say, even the mother, you're not allowed to eat according to Beisilu? The Chitayman, maybe you want to answer me, that the klal is, that we always rather hear a Chiddush, something that's mutter. If you can say something, you're allowed to do. Or else you can say something you're not allowed to do. Like we always say, there's no kunz to say it's osir. Anybody can say it's osir, you can't do it. Anytime you have a suffix, be machma, don't do it. The kunz is, though, to say it's mutter. So the klal always is, it's a bigger chiddush to say something's mutter than saying something is osur. So therefore, I'd rather tell you the machlokes by the egg to tell us the chiddush according to Beis Shammai. That Beis Shammai says, you know what's mutter? Even the egg is mutter. Now it's not only the mother, that the mother was just tama muksa. There, Beis Shammai told like, Shita, since you knew about it before Yom Tov, it's good. But the egg, I would think, no, since the egg is nerled, maybe you can't use it. Kamashtu on the Mishnah, even the egg is mutter. Maybe there's a terrace light. That's why the Mishnah only says the egg and does not say the mother. Samara says no, still it's a kasha though. The niflug the tavayu. Why doesn't the Mishnah say both cases then? True, you're right. It has to say the egg has made the chiddush according to Beis Shammai. But the Mishnah should have said both. Tana goyles so medes lagado beitim. In the case when you have a hen that it's only to be used to raise to get eggs out of it, the loch is he you beitzosa, the mother and the egg. Beis Shammai says both of them you will not eat. I don't know from Muksa, I don't know from Noilad. Who Beis Tzilu says Lo Teichel. You're not allowed to either one of them you can't eat. Not only the egg can't you eat because it's Noilad, but even the mother also you can't eat because I hold like a Yehuda Shita negates the Muksa. So this is one kasha they have on Rav Nachman Shita. It's according to you, Rav Nachman, that you're saying the Machlekes in the Mishnah Beis Shammai Beis Tzilu is a Machlekes in Muksa or not. So a kasha of Nachman is, why does the Mishnah only say the machlokes by the egg itself? The Mishnah already should have said, he you beitzosa. And Tosafot speaks out, even though whenever you say koyach tater rodiv, koyach tater means churat teretz. We would rather say a heter than an iser. So that's why we'd rather say just the egg and not the mother. So Tosafot says here, the Mar's kasha really is, because it's a very short way. All you have to do is just say one more word. You just have to say, he you beitzosa. So since it's so simple to say both of them, it's a kashan of Nachman. If the machlekes is a muksa, the Mishnah should have said it already both ways. The Mishnah should have said, he you beitzosam, the mother and the egg, both it's a machlekes beshama beitzilu. So that's why Yodam Aroyim don't like Rav Nachman's pshat. But this is one kasha on Rav Nachman. It's not a tiyufta to Rav Nachman, it's just a little kasha why other will soon see now say other pshatim in the Mishnah. Baita. Elohim Rabba. So Rabba didn't like Rav Nachman's pshat that the machlokes should be a muksa, because to this kasha it should say he you beitzosa. So Rabba says another machlokes. Elohim Rabba. L'yoylam I'll tell you b'tarna goyla sa medes lachila. Our Mishnah Kedidim is talking about a hen that's oymit teshech teat. And it's not muksa. The mother is mamish in a noichel. So the question was then, why does Beisilu say lo tuch, you can't eat the egg? It's a piece of chicken, that's all it is. The mother is chicken teat, so why can't you eat the egg? It's mamish in a noichel. I tell you, you're talking about a special case when Yom Tov comes out on Sunday. So what's the yisa then? You have the egg now that was born today on Sunday Yom Tov. Or Mishum Hachona. It's awesome that the rice said to eat this egg, Mishum Hachona the Rabba. Famous Hachona the Rabba. What does Hachona mean? Uksava Rabba holds like this. That called Beitza de Mitzial de Idna. Any egg that was born today, it's born today on Sunday, first day Yom Tov. It was finished in the mother's stomach yesterday. So comes out Shabbos finished this egg, so you're eating an egg now on Yom Tov because Shabbos finished it for you. The Rabba the time, and Rabbi says that's also to do. Rabbi goes according to his Shita. The Yom Rabba, Rabbi says like this. My Dichtiv, what does the Pasuk say? For Hoyo Bayoyim HaShishi, it's the sixth day Friday. Prepare yourself now on Friday for tomorrow Shabbos. So the klal is, choyl mechon Shabbos. A weekday could prepare for Shabbos. The choyl mechon yomtiv. A Friday, a weekday could prepare for yomtiv. Aber the ain yomtiv mechon Shabbos. The ain Shabbos mechon yomtiv. Shabbos or yomtiv does not have the right to prepare for the next day. So now this egg that was born today on Sunday yomtiv, when was it prepared? When was it finished? It was finished on Shabbos. So if you're going to eat this egg today on Yom Tov, it comes out, you're eating an egg that was made from Shabbos. Shabbos is the day that finished prepared this egg for you. So the Chur, even though you didn't do anything, it's only B'day Shemayim, that's the Chiddush of this Pasuk, like Rashi says. Ve'chinu, Rashi says. Ve'zminu, you have to prepare yourself. Going mikan on the yoichel lemocher. Because if the Pasuk means, literally, you have to prepare the food before Shabbos, for Loima to tell us, that you're supposed to bake and cook before Shabbos, the edyiksiv, I have other psukah for that. As a shirt waifu waifu. It says, well, you want to bake, bake on Friday, not on Shabbos. So what's this new pasuk of Ohoya B'yom HaShishi V'Echinu? That Friday should prepare yourself for Shabbos. What's the new chiddush here? El hazmon v'peh kamer. It means you have to prepare yourself with your mouth. Whatever you want to eat on Shabbos, prepare on Friday what you want to eat. Say it out, I want to eat. Ochsir B'yom HaShishi. Ostam shishi chelu. The yasser rachmon lesud Shabbos yezminu aboy joim b'chel. Any food you want to eat on Shabbos, you have to prepare it. You have to speak it out. You want to use it Friday. Now the klal is v'yein yomtiv nechel Shabbos. The yomtiv nam mikor Shabbos. Oboy yisudas hazmona. A yomtiv is also called like Shabbos. Also, its sudas have to be prepared beforehand. The yasmanos b'chel has to be prepared on a weekday. Avos sudas chel. A sud you want in the middle of the weekday, that's lechashiviv, 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 it doesn't have to be prepared beforehand. Hilkach, the yechod b'shabbos b'yalm on a regular Sunday, less lo nameisa beta shenol debay. And a regular egg that's born on Sunday, there's no iser. Even though Shabbos yesterday prepared today for Sunday, but Sunday does not need any preparation. There's no din preparation for sud of Sunday. Meshum diaskim b'day shemayim. The sud is chol lo yatzuch rachmona zimun v'boy joim. Lechashiviv b'muksa. Mashenkin on a Shabbos or on a Yom Tov. Since the Shabbos and the Yom Tov, it's Sudis. Achoshev is Sudis. The Pasuk is saying, the Hachona, any preparation for this Suda has to be done b'chol, has to be done on the weekday. Mashenkin, a Shabbos does not have a right to prepare for Yom Tov. So if you're going to come and eat this egg now on Yom Tov Sunday, what prepared the egg? Yesterday Shabbos. So you'll be over the Yisra Hachona, therefore the Yisra Hachona says you're not allowed to eat the egg. That's the way Rava learns. That's very good, the machlokes in the Mishnah. It's only a machlokes negated to the egg. It has nothing to do with the mother. The mother is not muksa. The mother, you could shech and eat the mother. Everybody holds like that. It's only a shal upon the egg. Since the egg was created yesterday on Shabbos, so Shabbos is preparing it for Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it. So it comes out, the Mishnah really only comes to offer on a Yom Tov that Sunday. Now, shankar, Yom Tov in the middle of the week, what prepared the egg yesterday, Erev Yom Tov? It's mutter. That's the Gemara's kasha now. Omalei Abaya, Elamayatav Yomtav the Yalmut Ishtari, on a regular Yomtav, Yomtav comes out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, there should be mutter to eat the egg then. And now Mishnah says Tam, Beitish, and all the Yomtav, Mash, many day Yomtav, you can't eat it. And the Gemara Nechnami, it's Gzera, it's only with Rabbonin. Gzera, Mishim Yomtav Achra Shabbos. It's Gzera, if you leave it today when Yomtav is on Thursday, maybe leave it when Yomtav is Sunday. Therefore, on any Yomtav, the Rabbonin made Gzera, you can't eat the egg that was had born that day. For the Gemara, the same thing, Shabbos the Yalmut Ishtari. Any regular Shabbos should also be mutter. Because what prepared it? Friday. Friday is Chol. Same terrace. Gzeirah Mishum Shabbos Ach Yom Tov. We're afraid when Yom Tov was Friday, so then you can't eat the egg that's born on Shabbos. Because what prepared the egg on Shabbos? Yesterday, Friday, which was Yom Tov. So Gzeirah, when Yom Tov comes out on Friday, that no Shabbos can eat the egg when it's born on Shabbos. For the Gemara, is it true that you make such a Gzeirah? Omi Gazrina Votanya, we learned. Ha Shechet as a Tanagurlis. If somebody Shechet a Tanagurlis. And you find inside the stomach a complete egg. Is mutaros liyechlam biyomtiv? You allowed to eat it today on yomtiv. There's no gzeira. Yeah, on yomtiv, you had a hen, you shechted it, and inside you found a complete egg. The kasher is, v'yimisa, if you make such gzeiras, ligzer mishenhanach to misyazim biyomayim. Like, why don't you make a gzeira? How could you say you're allowed to eat this egg now you find inside the mother's stomach? Why don't you make a gzeira? If you eat this egg, maybe people come to eat other eggs. There were mamas born today on Yom Tov. So if you make such gzeira, the gate to Beitzim on Yom Tov, you should make a gzeira here also. that not only when the egg is born, but even if you shech the mother and find the egg inside, we should also make gzeirah. So Mary says, no, amalei, beitza gemuras b'nei iman, if you find a complete egg in the mother's stomach, milsad l'shchicha, it doesn't happen so often. And the klal is, oh, milsad l'shchicha l'gosob b'rabbanon. The rabbanon don't make gzeirahs of things that don't happen. Only things that happen often, the rabbanon make gzeirahs. Therefore, to find an egg inside the stomach is not shchiach. Therefore, on a regular yomtiv, on a regular Shabbos, or a Shabbos, then again, you can't make a shchita on Shabbos. But on a regular yomtiv, the rabbanon did not make the gzeirah. This is the way Rabba learns John now Mishnah. That's another way to learn. The Rabba learns that a shailah is, it's also midiraisa. In the case that yomtiv comes out on Sunday, you can't eat the egg that was born on Sunday. Because the egg was finished in the mother's stomach yesterday on Shabbos. So it's considered Shabbos is being mechin for yomtiv, which is awesome. In other words, Shabbos is preparing, making the Ma'is HaChona for Yom Tov. Like Rashi and Tosfos speaks out, even though this is called HaChona B'dei Shemayim, it's not called we're doing the action. The action happens min HaShemayim. That's the Chiddush of this Pasuk, according to HaChona the Rabbah, that still it's awesome. Alright, we'll stop here.
For what B'nai God of B'nai Reuven did. For the fact that they did not want to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's why Chazal said that they were the first ones to go into Golis.
You know, against when the middle of Machlokes, what the pshat the Machlokes is in the Mishnah between the Sham and the Tilul, an egg that was born on Yom Tov. What's the reason why it's also? So far we have two reasons. Rav Nachman said the reason was the Machlokes the Muksa, and Rabbi said the Machlokes was in Achana the Rabba. Rabbi's new Yisoid that even Achana B'dei Shemayim, here the egg was created yesterday on Shabbos, and Sunday is a Yom Tov, so you're not allowed to eat the egg on Yom Tov because Shabbos was Mechin for Yom Tov, and that's also. That's two reasons so far. Now we're up to a third reason. A base in the bottom. Rabbi Yosef left two lines. Rabbi Yosef Omar Gzeira Mishum Peres HaNoshrim. The reason why Beis Hillel says an egg that's born on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat it, we're talking about even the case that the mother is Oymed Lachila. The mother you're going to shecht. So the egg is not Muksa. There's nothing wrong with the egg. So why does Beis Hillel say you can't eat the egg? It's Gzeira Mishum Peres HaNoshrim. We're afraid, just like the halacha is, fruits that fall off the tree on Yom Tov or on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat the fruit. Even though now it's no issa, there's no issa deraisa pulling it off the tree, it fell off already. It's gzeira though, maybe you come to pull the fruits off the tree. So that's the gzeira, peres hanoshrim. Peres that fell off the tree on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to eat them. So b'chlal that gzeira is an egg also. An egg is like a fruit that fell off the tree, came out of the mother. That's why the egg is awesome. So the Havamina is that it's a gzeira, if you'll eat the egg, maybe you'll come to eat fruit that fell on the floor. So Meretzakash, Omalei Abaya, Teres HaNoshrin, even if you have this apple now that fell off the tree today on Yom Tov, of a time am I, what's the reason why you can't eat the apple today? Is the Chura Sonia?